At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, the Riverland Roofing Studios, little house up top, Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Text or call Riverland today. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss in the name, image, and likeness space. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. We're back in the saddle here on Talk of Champions. Usually on Mondays, I have Zach Berry on because it's portal time. And even though the first of two portal windows closed on December 28th, action is still fast and furious, because if a postseason team or a college football playoff team is eliminated, every single one of those players have a five-day window to get in and have their own portal experience as well. So we're going to be seeing movement in the transfer portal for Ole Miss well into mid-January, on into the spring as the second window opens in April. It's still a busy time, and Ole Miss has needs to address. Running back being atop that, with Kewan Lacy committed, Shekai Mills Knight. These are big additions, but Ole Miss wants to add more at edge on the defensive side, wants to add more linemen. There's so many things that Ole Miss wants to do. So we bring in Zach Berry, who covers recruiting with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate on 3. Sign up today for $1 to talk about all of these things, including new entrants, who to be looking for Ole Miss to get involved with, on and on, as I think this edition needs to be more like a Ole Miss recruiting New Year's resolution, since New Year's Day 2025 is coming up in just a couple of days, and we're in that little purgatory between Christmas and New Year's, the start of a new year. So New Year's resolutions, we're going to cover it all in this edition of Talk of Champions. Zach Berry, how we doing?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, there are some bumper guards out there for the portal, but look, I was talking to the legal gambling council last night, and my boy Austin was like, dude, nobody obeys the rules. And then I was talking to a Big Ten staffer last night, and I asked him, I was like, hey, so like, you don't have to like say anything about what y'all do, but like, does anybody else like actually obey, or like, and he's like, hell no. So it's still crazy, but we're here. Good holiday, good Christmas. Now we're getting ramped up for college football playoff, Gator Bowls later this week. I don't know about you. Some of these bowl games have actually been a ton of fun. So all these people that said that the 12-team playoff would kill all the bowl games, no, they've been great.
I love that the Pop-Tart Bowl has kind of led the way. Dude, for how bowls should respond. Just be completely unique, ridiculous. Don't just slap your name on a bowl and go play a football game. Totally lean into the absurdity of what bowl games are. And Pop-Tarts have totally leaned into this with resurrecting the edible mascot from last year. I mean, it's just everything about it is ridiculous. It's fun. It's very American. So I'm all about, like, for all of these bowls, take them seriously for what they are, which is ludicrous. Right, they aren't anything. So make them as ridiculous. Make them as eventful as you can. Make them a true event, as they used to be when we were spending our New Year's Eve back in 1996 in the Motor City Bowl watching Ole Miss play Marshall. You know, like I was there for that. That felt like an event. That felt like a moment in time that you marked because of what the memory was playing Randy Moss. Bowls still have their place and can still be a reward, but now the impetus is on the bowls to make them the reward. It's not just about the game. It's not just about the gifts you give the players. If you want fans to show up, follow the Pop-Tart bowl model, man, because Pop-Tart has essentially become the meme bowl. So, yeah, bowls have been fun. I haven't watched a ton of them. I'll be honest, when Ole Miss was eliminated from playoff contention, it just kind of took away my enthusiasm for watching other results. But as you're trying to find through the Christmas holidays and you're spending all of that time with family, you're trying to find something to take your mind away from a couple people arguing, you pop on a bowl game, and it is fun to kind of walk down that memory lane and also to enjoy the absurdity of games like the Pop-Tarts Bowl. So I'm with you, man. If you're a bowl out there that listens to Talk of Champions, which is none of you, I think the Peach Bowl has listened to our show a lot. I will say that because I still get emails and stuff from the Peach Bowl offering me interviews with the CEO and stuff. I was like, man, I would have if, you know, almost was in contention for the Peach Bowl this year. But if you're a Peach Bowl, if you're not just the Peach Bowl, but if you're any bowl out there that listens to Talk of Champions, lean into the absurdity of your marketing plan, like the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Like, I would love to see like that Weed Eater Independence Bowl. Like, I don't know what it could be.
Bad Boy Mowers.
Yeah, Bad Boy Motors. I don't know what it could be. It could be, you know, here in New Albany, our Christmas parade includes a lot of tractors with lights on them riding through downtown New Albany. So here we are giving the Lawnmower Bowl a good idea. Do the parade of tractors for all I care.
Man, we love
parade of roses and parade of tractors are both equally absurd if you really put them into words. You know?
Yeah, we love a wholesome human bowl representative. I won't say which bowl the representative is from, but we may or may not have shotgunned a beer with a bowl representative back in my undergrad days. That was pretty cool. We were like about to do it, and he like walked into our tent and was like, so what are you guys up to? And then one of my buddies was just like, hey, we're about to shotgun a beer. Do you want a shotgun? And he was like, sure.
Good.
And the suit and tie and everything had the badge on.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I like that the Duke's Mayo Bowl dumps the mayonnaise. We should take that a step further. I mean, there's so many things. If you need a marketing idea, I'm an idea man, not a businessman. That's why I'm still, you know, just a broke sports writer. But like, if you ever need ideas for what you can do for your bowl, you just let me know and I can come up for you. Cause like I said, I really like the, what the Pop-Tarts Bowl has done. I really like the idea of like the parade of tractors. If you do the parade of roses for the Rose Bowl, well, if you're the Lawnmower Bowl, do the tractors. There's so many things you could do. The Music City Bowl, you could honor you're in Nashville already. You could have some type of event where maybe you unveil your new all your nominees for this year's. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to do. Yeah. But for here, and like the Gator Bowl, I don't know what you do for the Gator Bowl, but there's something there. There's something there is all I'm saying. Like, I went and saw Mufasa over the weekend. A lot of Gators, you know, trying to eat lions in Mufasa. I'm just saying there's something there. I don't know what it is yet, but there's something there.
Yeah. It would have been easy. It would have been easy back in the day because it was the Toyota Gator Bowl for a while. Yeah. You could have done something with like 4Runners or something. You know, like the Music City Bowl, they could like have a select group of, you know, a fan from Missouri, a fan from Iowa get to the top of Nissan Stadium and hurl a chair over in honor of Morgan Wallen to see like who could throw the chair the farthest. Yeah. That would be fun. So
that'd be fun. There's a number of things they could do. Ole Miss is getting a beat up Duke team in the Gator Bowl. Going to be heavily favored. Should win that game. The last ride for Jackson Dart and Princely Mon Mielen, Jared Ivey, Walter Nolan, potentially. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there.
Trey Amos.
Trey Harris isn't going to play. I don't figure he might try to get in there, but I very seriously doubt that he'll play. Chris Poupall opted out, which is fine. But yeah, the Gator Bowl, it's another opportunity, last opportunity to watch this Ole Miss team play. And it comes up this weekend and, you know, celebrate it for what it is. It's a disappointment because it's not the playoff, but Ole Miss is in. I remember the days when Ole Miss would have killed to go to the Gator Bowl. I remember my dad telling stories about Ole Miss in Michigan back in 1993, I think it was, with Desmond Howard and Elvis Gerback in Michigan and against Ole Miss in the Gator Bowl. And yeah, Ole Miss gets the field goal to start it out up 3-0 and then lose like 63-3. So you don't take for granted what these bowls mean, even if they don't carry the weight of title expectations. But yeah, really for these purposes, for jumping on today, we're talking Ole Miss recruiting in the next iteration of the next playoff contender for Ole Miss. There are some needs. There's a New Year's Eve is coming up. New Year's resolutions to be had for Ole Miss sports, Ole Miss football recruiting specifically, as I talked to you. So looking at the needs, looking who's gotten in, looking at where the kind of picture is right now, how would you set the board? How would you kind of explain to people the Ole Miss transfer recruiting for dummies if you missed a week for the holidays? Where do things stand right now as far as needs? Who are realistic targets? Where Ole Miss could be going? All of those things before we jump into New Year's resolutions for Ole Miss football recruiting.
So right now you're obviously looking at running back. This just gives you an idea of just how quickly things can move in the portal. As soon as Mekhi Hughes from Tulane, the running back, got in the portal, everybody linked him to Ole Miss. That name had been floating around for like 2 months. And as soon as he got in, immediately Ole Miss was up top, thought of by some people that I talked to as the favorite. And then now it looks like it's going to be Oregon or Ole Miss. It's not over, but Oregon did sign Mekhi's brother, Naheem Offord, this cycle. Five-star guy from Birmingham, played at Parker. And Mekhi Hughes played at Huffman, so both from Birmingham. So that is a leg up for Oregon. The interesting thing here, the wrinkle, is will Jordan James go pro or not? The running back that plays for Oregon, really good back. Over, I think, 1,200 yards this year, averaging close to 5.6 yards per carry. Huge part of what Oregon does offensively. Is he going pro? If he does, then, man, the door is wide open for Mekhi Hughes. If he doesn't go pro, does he stay at Oregon? Does he get in the portal? He's originally from Murfreesboro. Ole Miss recruited him out of high school. If you're doing just a straight-up swap, Mekhi Hughes for Jordan James, that's not the worst thing. But I know the latest intel is not kind to Ole Miss fans, but you got to get him to visit. If you can get Mekhi Hughes on campus to visit, get him to talk to the collective, start putting some numbers in front of him for a package, then you see where it goes. You mentioned defense and defensive line. You mentioned Prince Umami Ellen, Jared Ivey. Those guys will be putting on the Ole Miss uniform for the last time on Thursday. Ole Miss has already landed two top 10 edge prospects in Princewell, Umami Ellen, and Deshaun Womack. I talked to an Ole Miss source last night that told me that Ole Miss is really close to finalizing a visit with Texas State edge Ben Bell. He is also a top 10 edge prospect, so landing three top 10 edge prospects out of the portal would be a hell of a way to replace two of your best guys, two of your best tackle for loss, sack guys. Ben Bell, 6'2", about 255, 260. In 2 years at Texas State, he had 126 tackles, 18 sacks. And then he also, 23 was his big year, 58 tackles, 10 sacks. Originally from Cedar Park in Texas, played at Louisiana Tech, then transferred to Texas State. That would be a hell of a pair, well, I guess a trio then with him, Umami Ellen, and Womack. He's kind of a hybrid, super physical, really quick, but he's not as big physically, or I guess as tall, I should say, as Princewell and Deshaun, but, you know, all the cliche stuff, like great motor, really, really gets after you. Some of the scouting reports I saw, they were really complimentary of his hands. He can fight through traffic, and he had a really good game earlier this year. I think it was this year, it might have been 23, against Arizona State. Was you know, slamming face masks with Scataboo. So he is right now it's tentatively set up for January 6th, so next week. But the quarterback one, Ben, that one's up near the top of the list. It's just, I put it in the thread over the holiday, you know, the holiday, the Christmas vacation thread, that we had a ton of updates going. It's a very peculiar situation for Ole Miss because with even though Austin Simmons, you know, has never started a game, he's played sparingly, but I mean, the talent is through the roof. It's very evident that he is the odds-on favorite, not even close to be the starter in 2025. So you have to find someone like a Spencer Sanders who, you know, is either on that last leg of his college trip or, you know, a younger guy that is willing to come in and learn the system. It's a delicate dance that you have to do for quarterback. I know they still want to add one because right now with Walker Howard getting in the portal, you've only got Austin Simmons and AJ Maddox. And look, I'd be remiss if I don't mention it. They think the world of AJ Maddox. Great arm, really athletic. He's just a young guy, so he's got to continue to, you know, grow in the weight room, learn the system. You know, it's no shame in saying that he's not ready yet. That's fine. But you got to get somebody else because you're one play away from AJ Maddox having to be under center in 2025. You know, God forbid something happened to Austin Simmons. So, I think they're going to look more and more at defensive back. They're recruiting dudes. There is no cornerback, safety. You know, we got to get this amount of – no, they're all defensive backs. They're going to get them. They're looking for that size-speed combo, and then they're going to figure it out. They like to play multiple DBs, four or five at a time in certain sets, so that they want versatile guys that can run and can cover and are long and athletic. So I still – maybe if it's like a good, like best case, one more wide receiver bin, maybe. I think the wide receiver room right now is pretty damn strong with what has been added. And then you go along with Caden Lee, who just kind of all of a sudden became a superstar this season. I think the addition of Stribling – and Alexander are complimentary. And then you've got Caleb Cunningham, the five-star wide receiver that signed in December. There's high expectations for him to contribute. So right now, I think it's running back, quarterback, and then I think they're probably still going to aim for another offensive lineman or two if they can. But like we've said on the board, like you've said on your show, like I've said, there's still more guys that are going to get in. You get the exemption with, you know, your bowl game's over, you get a window. Your college football playoff game's over, you get a window. So more and more dudes are getting in, and you got the 10-day window that opens back up in the spring. But look, guys are still getting in. You're still going to have the conversations. You know, like I said, and I'm not saying Ole Miss is not doing it. But there are no rules at this point. You're going to do what you got to do to fill up a roster. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. One thing we have to mention, and I believe we did last week, but just to reiterate, huge, and people might, you know, laugh, but getting Lucas Carniero from Western Kentucky is big because Caden Davis was really good for Ole Miss these last couple years, and you get a legitimate place kicker who can boom it. It's really good for WKU. He's really accurate. That's a big piece, right? I mean, look, I don't want to rehash, but you just kick field goals against Florida and you're probably in the college football playoff. So having a guy that you could count on, I think Kiffin's starting to grow a little bit in that part of his game plan and that part of his, you know, analytic strategy where sometimes you just got to take points. Having a guy like him that you can count on to come out and bang one from 42, no big deal. That's a huge thing. Caden Davis was that for Ole Miss these last couple of years, and that's good. So yeah, if you ask me for the positions of need, I would say running back, quarterback. I'd put O line ahead of defensive back, and then depending on who it is and who's available, maybe an interior guy. Depending on how things shake out after the bowl game with, you know, maybe some guys are hopping in the portal, whatever. Guys are wanting to renegotiate deals. So it's a very – maybe people say it's a cop-out. It's very fluid because things will definitely shift a little bit on Friday after the bowl game. There are going to be some dudes that get in the portal. But yeah, right now I'd say running back, quarterback, and O-line.
Cam East removed himself, the Ole Miss reserve offensive line, from the portal. He withdrew. He is a depth piece that Ole Miss liked. And just like when we talked about how losing Cam and Preston Cushman, there was a conversation about development of offensive linemen, specifically high school offensive linemen. They get in and don't get really an opportunity. Cam East coming back, I think, is notable for a number of reasons, because he can be something one day that does help the depth that has to be replenished if you do lose it. So that is a notable name that got in and then withdrew. So Cam East is one to, when you're thinking about putting together the puzzle pieces, as Ole Miss is trying to figure out how to fill out his roster for 2025, Cam East isn't going to really register like, say, a Caleb Odom or a Dazon Stribling from Oklahoma State, the wide receivers that were added to replace Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins. You pick your guys. However, Cam East could mean something for Ole Miss in 2025, considering their offensive line struggles and what they thought about him coming out of high school to withdraw, knowing he got interest, is certainly notable, especially considering Kavion Broussard is now at Arkansas and Preston Cushman is now at Central Florida. I will say, I don't necessarily think that Ole Miss is looking at, well, we got this left and this left and this left. That's not what they're doing. They're just trying to get as many good players as possible within their price point. And I say that because if you look at Tennessee after the playoff game, they've now lost 9 of their top 11 pass catchers from last year, and that's a playoff team. And a couple that immediately make sense for Ole Miss, Squirrel White makes sense for Ole Miss. Mike Matthews, the true freshman wide receiver who's renegotiating right now in the portal with Tennessee to return as arguably their number one for next year. That's a player that Ole Miss would absolutely want. He was a 5-star recruit in the 2024 class, was Mike Matthews, appeared in 10 games for this season for Tennessee. He's one that Ole Miss would absolutely, I've heard, have interest in. As far as quarterback, I think what we've learned through the first window here is the numbers are so ridiculous for quarterbacks, and Ole Miss does not have the pressing need, as you know, Tulane loses their quarterback for an $8 million deal to Duke. So they replaced him with TJ Finley, who's now gone to 4 or 5 different schools. Malik Murphy has been shopping and shopping and shopping. He finally, I think, signed with Oregon State. The numbers for quarterbacks, and Walker Jones, the head of Ole Miss's Grove Collective, its NIL initiative, said it here on Talk of Champions, surprised Ole Miss with how huge the numbers are. It probably doesn't surprise the common fans, like, oh yeah, quarterback is the most high-profile position in football, of course. Well, that's not the way it was last year. That's not the way it was the year before that. But now, I mean, at the end of the day, schools are saying, look, you got to get the quarterback first. Ole Miss has, well, in theory, theoretically, it's quarterback with Austin Simmons. But Maddox is somebody they're high on. I wonder if they do have any regrets about not taking a high school quarterback in the 2024 class. They could have done that. They decided not to. But now looking at how things have fallen and the numbers and how Ole Miss has gotten involved with a number of different players, but the price point just didn't make sense, like Bo Prabula from Penn State. I wonder if the spring portal is when you'll see Ole Miss address that. But I think they'd like to have somebody in here for spring with Austin Simmons, with A.J. Maddox, even though Ole Miss doesn't have a normal spring football practice as it used to. So there are some questions as to how Ole Miss will put it all together, but you're starting to see what Ole Miss's strategy is. They're not going to overpay. They're not going to overextend. I think they did that with Juice Wells, with some others last year. They might love like a Squirrel White from Tennessee, but if he's asking for $8 million, Ole Miss is not putting $8 million out there for a wide receiver. So that's why when Zach says it's fluid, it's not a cop-out. It's true. It's just the numbers. This is big business now, right? And what is true today might not be true tomorrow. And the Tulane running back's a good example of this. His brother is obviously a cornerback at Oregon. Ole Miss has a need at running back, but the price has to make sense. And don't forget, Ole Miss got Kewon Lacy from Missouri, a guy they loved coming out of high school. They got Shekhi Mills-Knight out of high school. They just want to keep adding. The one thing we know for sure is not necessarily, all right, Ben, who are they going to fill in for this spot? What we know right now is they're going to get another running back. They're going to get another quarterback. They're going to get another edge, and they want to add an offensive line and potentially wide receiver too, and defensive back. They're constant, and that sounds like the whole roster, because it is. They're just trying to get good players. They don't care where they come from. They've addressed, I think, or feel like they've addressed their needs adequately as far as having legitimate players in the rooms. However, now it's about building out a playoff contending roster if all things go as you hope they do in 2025. So I think that trying to target needs is is a moving, it's a moving target. It's damn near impossible for Ole Miss right now. I mean, we've obviously been all over it at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Philly on three, but it does change. And what might be like, what might seem a need to you right now, Ole Miss fan, is not necessarily a need tomorrow.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With CSpire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at CSpire, customer inspired.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
New Year's resolutions for Ole Miss football recruiting. Your first one is what?
We'll go ahead and kick it off with a bang here. I think this is a potential crossroads offseason for Lane Kiffin. 5 years, phenomenal tenure thus far. I mean, winning at an incredibly high level. Ole Miss has a chance on Thursday to win 10 games, 3 years, 10 or more games, 3 years in a row for the first time since the 60s. He was like something like fastest fastest and youngest coach to get to a certain mark, you know, ever, and whatever. He's winning at unprecedented levels is what I'm getting at. The most, this higher rate of winning since Johnny Vaught. And I think, you know, a lot of people are going to get mad about this season, and I get it. But you're still, you know, you have a chance to win 10 games again, which, you know, if you hopped in a time machine right now and went back to 2004 and told an Ole Miss fan, like, hey, in 20 years, y'all are going to be pissed at a 9-3 regular season, they would have slapped you and said you're insane. This is a crucial offseason, in my opinion, for Lane Kiffin. This is time for some really, really, really in-depth gut check self-evaluation time here. There were legitimate reasons why Ole Miss lost these close games, and it wasn't just because Ole Miss didn't score more points than the other team. There were personnel issues. There were scheme issues. There was some coaching. I think this is – I was talking to somebody earlier this year, and they made a good point where at the time Ole Miss was undefeated, and, you know, I was kind of like, eh, you know, whatever. But they're like, this is the time in, like, a coach's tenure. You have your inner circle, right? You have all your buddies that you've been coaching with, you know, at FAU, and you've got some buddies from Bama, and you got this whole network. You got the, you know, the coaching tree. Everybody does the coaching tree analogy. Ole Miss is kind of at that point now, right, Ben, where you can really keep going up. That trajectory keeps going up, and you're a legitimate college football playoff contender year in, year out. Or, and look, people are going to say you're freaking out, like, relax. But it's a resolution, so this is our show. You kind of get to that point where, you know, plateau a little bit. Maybe you're – if you don't make certain changes, if you don't do a real honest self-evaluation with how you're doing things, you have a chance to just kind of top out at 8-4, 9-3. And that's just how it's going to be. And, you know, people are going to start calling you the new Mark Richt, or, you know, as I like to say, you know, you're Lululemon Jimbo Fisher. I do think there are concerns on the coaching staff. You know, I think Ole Miss can get better offensively at certain spots.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt.
I think that the Ulysses Bentley thing, that's just ridiculous. It's
speaking of, hold on. So my brother-in-law, as a gift for Christmas, gets me this. When Lane called me that guy,
yeah,
I didn't show up after the Ulysses Bentley. So that guy at Spirit Ben, I got to give a shout out to Mason. That is knowing the assignment of Christmas. When you get into adult land, this is what we want. This right here. This is what we want.
That guy. Like, he does.
Yeah, the Ulysses Bentley. Well, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, I think my number one, or my first, because we're only going to do a couple of these. I think my first New Year's resolution for Ole Miss recruiting in the new year is to adequately address your problem areas from 2025 in a way that you can't, you leave yourself no excuses for why it didn't work outside of schematically or our own personnel decisions. Like, Ole Miss didn't have to be in that position to where it was Ulysses Bentley or bust. Now, they tried not to be in that position after Quinshon left. They went and got Rashad Amos. They went and got Dominique Thomas. They went and got a number of transfer guys that maybe weren't, I mean, were on the low end of the scale in terms of pay, in terms of what they could be. There were question marks about all of them. Get as many as you can, and one of them will hit. Well, none of them hit. Logan Diggs didn't play a single down for you this year. So allowing yourself numbers when, I mean, you don't have to restrict yourself. Ole Miss is in a place competitively with how it procures talent. You do not have to try Micah Davis, who's now in the portal, at Florida in a playoff win or go home game as your starting running back, a gimmick running back, because you've lost faith in the highest graded returning running back in the SEC. Ensuring that you've got those positions covered, that's why we're talking so much about quarterback. It's not because you don't believe in Austin Simmons. It's because of what if, God forbid, something happens to Austin Simmons. One of Jackson Dart's greatest abilities as an Ole Miss Rebel was his availability. He didn't miss games. He didn't miss snaps. He missed a series against Georgia, and Austin Simmons came in and did his thing. But the point is durability for a quarterback, the most high-profile position, is certainly – I mean, look what Georgia's dealing with right now. Carson Beck is not playing in the playoffs. Having your quarterback but also numbers behind them is important. Same thing with running back. Same thing with wide receiver. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago when Ole Miss had some opt-outs or maybe some injuries at wide receiver or tight end, and they were trying Jonathan Mingo at tight end. They tried Dontario Drummond is like a big tight end. Allowing your roster to be filled, and that's why I talked about that. When we were kind of touching on all their needs and stuff, I don't think they have necessarily needs. I think they're just trying to get as many good players as possible. And it sounds simple, but it is that simple. Because Ole Miss proved this year with everything at their disposal to make the not the NCAA tournament, but the playoff, the college football playoff. They proved they had everything except for what? Depth of their own self-inflicted nature, right? Their own making. Lack of depth of their own making. Running back, you could have paid Quinshon. So, like you mentioned, touching on what you were talking about there, acknowledging where you fell short and changing your process in certain ways. If it has to do with Kevin Smith, then make it about Kevin Smith and make the move. If it's about Charlie Weiss, make it about Charlie Weiss. Or if it's a lack of depth at running back, quarterback, offensive line for sure, unless John Garrison just played his guys, but then that's another issue entirely. A full grasp, like not limiting yourself, is my number one resolution. Don't limit yourself at positions off of, well, our cap number is this, and we got to do this. There are plenty. There's over almost 3,000 players in the portal. 3,000. I'm not just saying go and hand $10 to number 2,999. But what I am saying is, if you do have at least a certain projectable number on a guy, and it's within reason, there's no sense in making that move, not going and getting that running back that could help you. With Kewon Lacy, don't limit your numbers. Don't put yourself in a position where your playoff chances are limited because of your own missed evaluations. And that's a hard place to be. That's where all programs strive to not be. But I mean, everybody and their mother going into last year said, "Well, you lost Quinshon. How are you going to replace him?" Right? Well, the answer wasn't adequate enough. And I don't think you can be in this place next year, especially if you're trying to learn things from this year. Number one, don't limit yourself. There's no reason. Ole Miss will pay. Ole Miss has proven it will pay, right? Just don't, even if you think, well, we got enough wide receivers to make up for Trey and Jordan. We love Caleb Odom. Well, Caleb Odom still doesn't have a lot of production to his name. So if Squirrel White wants to come and you can, and the number isn't ridiculous, splurge for Squirrel for a year. You know what I mean? Like there are certain ways in which you could protect yourself and keep this train running so that you're not peaking at 8-4, 9-3, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of along the same lines of what you're saying. I mean, kind of my point was like, man, at some point, I mean, this is a business. You're getting paid close to $10 million. You got to make tough decisions. That's part of the gig. Sometimes you got to hurt people's feelings, man. I know that they some of these guys have been with you since FAU, whatever. If guys aren't getting it done, you got to make changes. And I think there's definitely some opportunity for growth at a couple spots. And if you are wanting to take the next step and be in the conversation with Oregon and with Ohio State and with Georgia and, whoever, Texas, you got to do what you got to do. And you can't just be – I understand loyalty, and that's a great quality to have in a human being. But when it comes to the bottom line, you got to make the hard decisions and you got to pull the plug sometimes. And I think that this is where Lane Kiffin is right now. He's at a crossroads. And look, this isn't to say he's not going to do it. I mean, they're doing the bowl game on Thursday. Barring something just being completely insanely bad, you're not going to fire anybody before the bowl game. But I think this is where you got to have the tough conversation with yourself in the mirror if you're Lane Kiffin. Do you want to take the next step and be in a conversation as an elite program? And I think Lane Kiffin does. You got to make some changes. And it all starts with him. I know everybody gripes about Charlie Weiss, and I've said it on the board. I've said it on this show. It's not all Charlie Weiss. Lane Kiffin has a headset on.
He's the head coach. At the end of the day,
he
is the offensive-minded guy. When you think of Ole Miss offense, you don't think, man, Charlie Weiss. You think Lane Kiffin, just like with Kirby Smart in Georgia, just like you did with Nick Saban in Alabama. That is his calling card. Ultimately, it's up to him. My second and final, and then we'll throw it to you. New Year's resolution for Ole Miss football recruiting specifically. Got to get a quarterback in that room to compete with Austin Simmons. But I do want to give Walker Jones and company their plaudits here because the numbers are absurd. When I saw the $8 million number for the Tulane transfer quarterback to sign with Duke, Ole Miss is not swimming in those transfer waters this year. I mean, thank goodness they're not. After Jackson Dart leaves, they don't have to go pay $8 million to Malik Murphy to come start for them. They don't have to do that. Remember, they went and got Jackson that year. It was a lot like this year, except they didn't have Austin Simmons waiting in the wings. They went after Dylan Gabriel. They went after Cam Ward. They went after all of these different guys, had them on campus. I talked to Cam Ward, who, let's just be honest here, who cares that he sat out the second half of that game? Anybody that's making a big deal about him sitting out the second half of that game and also talking about meaningless bowls or this, that, and the other, you're contradicting yourself here. Look, at the end of the day, they're exhibitions, and Miami wants to see what they got in the backup quarterback. Ole Miss might do the same thing. Jackson Dart's not going to take himself out of the game, but Austin Simmons might get in there and get some time. You might want to see that in the Gator Bowl. I don't care if Cam Ward, when he's trying to protect himself, when you got to look out for yourself and yourself only in 2024, especially in this sport. If he wants to sit out and protect himself in a meaningless exhibition game, he was hired to be a hired gun. Don't then go, wait, why is the hired gun only looking out for himself? You only looked out for yourself when you went and got the hired gun to begin with. This is silly. Cam Ward can do whatever the hell he wants, just like any of these Ole Miss players can do whatever the hell they want in the Gator Bowl against Duke because it's not a college football playoff game, and they can still have meaning. It's still the last time you're going to get to see this team together. However, worrying about whether Cam played in the three-point who cares? It just doesn't matter. No one's going to be remembering in 2030 who won the – what game was it? What were they play? Doesn't matter. Who won the Pop-Tarts Bowl in 2030? No one cares. No one cares how that's going to work out. It's a moment in time, a flashpoint in time. Bowls have been, if anything else, regionally and localized for those particular fan bases. It just means something to y'all. So if Miami fans want to be upset, okay, you're Miami fans. You know, you wanted to see Cam Ward for two more quarters. But anybody else, that's silly. And Ole Miss doesn't have to swim in those big waters or worry about protecting their investment at quarterback. But they have to get somebody in the room. And it's repetitive, but it's true. I think that, like I said to start, the spring portal window is where you'll probably see Ole Miss address this in a real way. But they didn't add Jackson to what, late January, February? You can see that exact same thing happening here, except it'll be somebody from a departed playoff roster potentially. And that leads you to look around at all the different options. By the way, Brock Vandegrift retiring is just the final kick in the nuts for Ole Miss losing to Kentucky. That's just, oh, my God. We talk about Florida kicking field goals and all those things and Michael Davis playing right there. The Kentucky loss will never be okay. It'll never be normal. And now my guy just got his and he got his one win, one notable win, and retired.
Look, he has the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever, and that would be to transfer to Ole Miss and just back up Austin Simmons. I mean, you could get him at a discount. Like,
man's retiring, though, that's like you got to the end of the rope. It's like, I'm good, you know. I don't hate the idea. Like, that's what I've been looking at. I don't really think it's about getting – I mean, Bo, whatever his name from Penn State, would have been perfect because he's gimmicky and also he can push to start. But, I mean – and I think he got like $1.5 million over – like maybe it was $3 million combined like from Missouri – and Ole Miss probably doesn't want to pay $3 million for a quarterback when it has two quarterbacks it likes on its roster. But what is the number? I don't think you're going to hit the million to get a quarterback. And if you're not hitting the million to get a quarterback, it's going to be like this. It is for Ole Miss, where you're just trying to figure out the options of guys who have to find a place. There are 3,000 kids in the portal. 3,000 kids. Half of them aren't going to find a home right? So there's a quarterback that will be added, and it'll be somebody that can, in theory, compete with Austin Simmons. But thank God Ole Miss doesn't have to swim in these waters this year, because they're absolutely absurd. But you got to add somebody. That's my second one, my final one. Your second Ole Miss football New Year's resolution is what?
We'll just keep it portal related, and it's a little more of an immediate resolution. Ole Miss has got to figure out what it wants to do. And I think Ole Miss wants to get better at running the football. And I think Ole Miss wants to be better and be elite and get to the college football playoff. I know people are doing the like, well, you know, they could have gotten this guy, but they didn't really want to pay the number. Well, they could have done this, but they were waiting on this guy. And they didn't want to. Okay, at some point, you got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't keep doing the, well, you know, like his number was kind of, we don't really know how he, dude, you got to get a running back. Cause look, Logan Diggs.
They have T1 Lacey, who they really, really like.
I know, but like he hasn't played a lot. Shakai Mills-Knight, I think he is going to be an absolute dude at Ole Miss, but he's a true freshman. And then you got Logan Diggs. And look, I'm saying this right now, Logan Diggs will probably run for like 190 yards on Thursday, but
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. But like, you don't know. He had two knee surgeries, and you can't keep doing the, well, you know, like we wanted this guy, but then he wanted to go this place and this visit. And look, I know it's easy for me to say because it's not my money, right, but this is how college football is now. And Justice Haynes, you wanted him, you didn't get him. You can say what you want. Ole Miss didn't want to pay. Michigan did. He's going to Michigan.
And also, Kewon Lacy, adding him when you did, I mean, that hurt with Justice Haynes specifically. I know that for an absolute fact. I mean, I think Justice Haynes was coming.
Yeah, I'd heard that from a couple people. And look, on the flip side, dude, if you're worried about sharing carries at this point, like, come on, man. Whatever. There's not a place in college football in Power Four that you're going to get to go to, and there's not going to be anyone else that's running the ball.
But I agree with you. Like, Ahmad Hardy was on campus. He was saying, I'm coming to start. He was saying that publicly. I'm coming to Ole Miss. They need a running back, and I want to start. And they didn't sign him because of the price point, preferred Justice Haynes, or what he could be. But then you miss on both of them. You're right. At some point, you're going to have to overpay for some specific position. Like, they had to do it with Juice. They had to overpay for Juice when they had that last piece to the wide receiver room, and Juice wasn't worth it. I think they're a little trigger happy about doing that, as they should be. I'm glad that they are, right? But you're right. At some point, you know, you miss all the shots you don't take. You know what I mean? So if there is one that you feel conviction about, and you're like, well, I gotta overextend to this number to get him, then do that. I don't necessarily think it's running back, but man, I feel the same way about wide receiver. Like, Eric Singleton, I thought would have been perfect to cap off their wide receiver. Like, he would have just fit with Caleb Odom, who doesn't have the productivity on his side yet, but I love Caleb Odom. I think he's going to be awesome. Zon Strimbling is coming in. He's going to be a top option immediately. But, like, Eric Singleton is Elijah Moore. You know, Eric Singleton is – he just fits, but Caden Lee plays that role as well, and Caden Lee is a productive player. Point is whoever you value in that way, whoever you think is that difference maker, which I would argue it's hard to find that in the portal in 2024, that guy, the one guy to take you from contender to playoff national championship contender. I don't necessarily think there's anybody out there that's going to do that for this Ole Miss team next year. It's the cumulative effect of what they've put together, of what they've built. I love what they've done. I love the foundation of what they have, a roster that can grow together with Austin Simmons, all upside across the board. Yeah, there's going to be far more bumps than there were even this year because of a lack of playing time, decisions made in the heat of the moment that result in bad outcomes. That's part of growing with a younger roster. But I still believe that the upside of this team, not as high as this year's team, but in terms of the long-term viability, absolutely, by 2026, but as early as 2025, they're going to be competing. They believe they're competing for a playoff spot. And they have the talent to do it. It's just not proven yet. It's let's see who can step up and play. So if there is an opportunity to go get a guy who's been there, done that, like an Eric Singleton, who I just thought was the perfect fit for Ole Miss as a target monster like Elijah Moore was in the first year under Lane Kiffin, then you do those things. But that's just a difference of opinion, right? Like, just because I think they should do that doesn't mean it's right. At the end of the day, they'll be judged by their results. And this year, it was disappointing because of what? A number of reasons. Number one being running back usage, how they went about replacing Quinshon Judkins. They didn't do it adequately. And yes, Brock Vandegrift, now retired, beat you, a push off by Barry Brown too, but beat you. If you could run the ball, if you could kick field goals, small areas that don't seem like the biggest concerns crop their heads in title chases. They pop up during title chases. So I'm with you, man. Like, not necessarily running back. I think we're different on that because I just don't value running backs like that. But Ole Miss went the complete opposite end from, okay, we're going to over, like, Quinshon was getting ridiculous money. And then, all right, well, that's a non-premium position. We did it with one guy. We loved him. He's our guy. Let's just go get a bunch of different guys. Somebody will hit because it's a non-premium position. It didn't work. So if it's running back, if it's wide receiver, that kind of touches on what I was talking about in my first New Year's resolution. Don't limit yourself based off of, you know, if all that's standing in the way is money, Ole Miss is filled with doctors and lawyers that are wanting to pay money to win a title. Go get it done, whoever you feel that difference maker might be. For me, it was an Eric Singleton. For you, it might have been Justice Haynes. It might be a gimmick quarterback to pair with Austin Simmons. It might be, because I love what they've done with their pass catchers. I really do. Like, Luke Haas is going to be so much fun. So is Caleb, but on and on down the line, I love what they've done with their skill groups, even running back where they're still short. But you can become a little bit of a slave to the number for positions, right? Like, it's just, you're so caught up in the number and not overextending, protecting the cap and big business. I appreciate that. But, man, there is one major question mark about this team. It's going to be so new looking, right? So the chemistry and the team building that you've done for years is not going to be there. Can you make up for that by overpaying if you need to at a specific spot, like backup quarterback? Maybe you need to get somebody like Spencer Sanders, who came in here initially, and he'll never say it on record, but it's true. Him or Walker Howard, they were looking to replace Jackson Dart. I'm not trying to say you're looking to replace Austin Simmons, but you see what they were going for then. They didn't know if Jackson Dart was the guy that offseason. First year was up and down pretty good, and then he became the all-time great, the Ole Miss passing leader, passing Eli Manning. Same thing here. Whatever unlocks that for Austin Simmons or for Shekhi Mills-Knight, Kewon Lacy, whatever, whoever that is, you're going to have to get comfortable, like you did last year, even, and which made you even more trigger happy this year. You're going to have to get comfortable with going above your number somewhere. Where that is, I don't know. You say running back, I said, you know, Singleton, but I mean, you could say the same thing about cornerback. You could say the same thing about edge, but I think they've really done a great job of addressing their needs. Yeah. On defense specifically, like, that's, Lewis Moore was the loss. He goes back to Indiana, but they're never going to hurt for safeties or defensive backs. They're always going to bring Jalen Braxton's coming in to step in and start for Trey Amos immediately, right? Jaden Kennedy, they weren't surprised he left. We all were. We all were, but hearing about numbers and things like that makes sense. I'm with you, man. Like, you're going to have to overextend yourself somewhere.
The importance of running back is because Lane Kiffin wants to run the football.
That's right.
His offense is dictated by running the ball effectively and using that to dictate pace in a game. So if that's part of your MO, you need to get a running back. And look, nobody's going to give a shit in November if you're running for 45 yards against South Carolina, and you're like, well, we just couldn't get it done. Like, dude, you got it.
Well, you know, Ahmad Hardy, he really wanted this, and we already had this and this, and we're trying to get there. Yeah.
And look, I'm all about bird in the hand, because look, it lined up perfectly, because look, it wasn't a coincidence that Hardy committed around the same time that Caleb Odom did, because it was going to be a 2-for-1 where Ole Miss was going to get Caleb Odom and Justice Haynes. But if a guy that you evaluated and liked and wanted in Kewon Lacy is like, hey, I'm coming, you take him. Because you want to – the Justice Haynes thing was not a guarantee. It wasn't – he was in the middle of the pinstroke on the deal. Like, you take Kewon Lacy. I'm not saying they shouldn't have done that. But you still got to get another body because
there's just a lot. Because you know what's going to happen. He's going to say something like, wait a second, I thought I was your running back. Okay, well, here's an extra, you know, $100,000 on a deal or something. Hell, I don't know. I don't. The numbers these days are mind-blowing, is all I'll say. I mean, they're just absolutely mind-blowing.
And again, I'm not saying that Ole Miss needs to start overpaying. Because again, some of the stuff is crazy and you can't do that.
No, they're doing it right. It's just for a specific position to ensure that they don't have a Ulysses Bentley situation this year. That's all he's saying. I get it. I'm right there with you. This has been Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's Zach Berry at Zach_Berry. Both write for the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On Three. Sign up today for as low as $1. Riverland Roofing here in the Riverland Roofing Studios. For me, the little house up top. They power everything we do here in the podcast space at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On Three. Give them your business. Rebels helping Rebels. RiverlandRoofing.com, 662-644-4297. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss with Ole Miss's NIL initiative. So give them your business. Support them. Support us at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On Three. What's your New Year's resolution before we get out of here? You going to get on a treadmill or something?
No, I do a good job.
Attaboy.
We stay on the bike. We do that. I am going to have to be a lot more intense with my training. I did get in the lottery again for the Chicago Marathon for next year. So I need to beat my performance from 2022. So I will need to be pretty locked in with that. So pretty excited, but also I need to have my game face on and take it serious. You know, I need to fuel the body better. A lot of times I'm just like, I had a cup of coffee, I'm good. You gotta eat something. So yeah, I'll say that my resolution will be to really take it serious and try to be a legit distance runner for October of next year. Try to get under 4.5. That's kind of the goal.
Yeah, it's good. My one New Year's resolution is to live with intention in everything I do. That includes jumping on this podcast with you. We're going to get things done. We're not going to waste time. We're here to talk about what's going on, to bring you everything we can at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Big moves coming as early as potentially February for one of them. A lot's going on, and I couldn't be more excited, but that includes me, Ginger Shrek, being even more out in front on the podcast, be it every single day, on the message board, throwing myself further into the Ole Miss space for you guys and doing what you want, getting the answers that you want. That's all we're trying to do with the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com. So live with intention. If you wanted to ask Ben's advice, give it to God, let go, let God, and come hang out with us at the Ole Miss Spirit. Thank you, my friend. Enjoyed it.
All right, buddy. See ya.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.